position, a measure of make-believe.
Perfect Storm! Welcome to it, my friend. Another day in the neighborhood. Hope you had a good weekend. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. Welcome to the remnant. Welcome, you outcast. You unclean person. What do you mean you didn't get your vax yet?
Unclean!
The title of tonight's monologue is Metallic Smart Dust Nanobots Turning the Vaxxed into Antennas. After watching these videos for the last couple of weeks of people having magnets stick to their arms, it's becoming fairly obvious what's going on. Again, the title of tonight's monologue, which you'll find at morningstarstale.com, it's not just a book, it's a daily blog, most of the time. Metallic Smart Dust Nanobots Turning the Vaxxed into Antennas. For the last couple of weeks, multiple videos have been circulating on alternative platforms showing magnets sticking to the vaccine injection site. If these videos are legitimate, then something extremely unusual is happening. So what does it mean? If true, then the mRNA vaccine contains some sort of metal, which for the moment can be detected with a common magnet at the jab spot. Some in the conspiracy community believe it could be a microchip. Personally, I lean more towards the theory of metallic, self-replicating smart dust nanobots. I know that's a mouthful, but I think that's what it might be. Metallic, self-replicating smart dust nanobots. These microscopic robots may be the hidden ingredient embedded in the mRNA vaccine. Smart dust is a system of many tiny micro-electromechanical, or MEMS, M-E-M-S, nanobots, or microscopic robots that can detect light, temperature, magnetism, chemicals, and vibrations. These nanobots can be operated on a wireless Wi-Fi computer network and broadcast its unique radio frequency identification. Again, as I mentioned on a previous broadcast, I believe all this comes down to frequency. Tesla was right when he said if you want to understand how the universe works, think in terms of frequency. Was Wuhan the beta test for the metallic smart dust nanobots activation via the 5G network? And is it a coincidence this 5G wave is known as a V wave, as in virus? At 60 gigahertz, 5G can affect the hemoglobin, which carries the oxygen from your lungs to your body tissues. The smart dust contained in the mRNA vaccine could be activated by 5G waves stimulating the dormant nanobots, which for the moment are centralized at the injection site. In other words, could the body internally digitize itself through self-replication, smart dust nanobots, and eventually be controlled remotely? If it sounds like something out of science fiction, it's not. Just imagine, humans transformed into the carriers of magnetic vaccine passports, or humans transformed into antennas. No need to carry your vaccine passport in your smartphone. You are now the walking, talking vaccine passport. Presently, the clamor is about detecting who has and who hasn't received the vaccine. The official federal mandate is those who've taken the jab can take off their mask, and those who haven't must continue to wear the mask. Of course, this is based on an honor system, which most will ignore. Essentially, the jabbed and unjabbed are now commingling, much to the chagrin of the compliance sheep. It almost appears as if a chaotic scenario has been thrust upon the citizens, or more accurately, problem, reaction, solution. The problem, how do you know who got the jab and who didn't? Reaction, the sheep are angry. Solution, MRI scanners. An MRI scanner contains two powerful magnets, and the human body is mostly comprised of water molecules, which are made of hydrogen and oxygen atoms. And in the center of each atom is an even smaller particle called a proton. The proton acts as a magnet and is sensitive to any magnetic field. At rest, water molecules are arranged randomly, but when exposed to an MRI scanner, the first magnet causes the water molecules to actually align in one direction, and the second magnet pushes the other molecules to set up in another. Now, mix in smart dust nanobots, and an MRI scanner could possibly detect any natural occurring magnetic field emanating from the body. Similar to the functionality of an airport metal detector, mobile MRI scanners could be set up at every point of every business, hospital, and school in the country. The mRNA vaccine is delivered to the cell via hydrogel. Hydrogel, as we've reviewed, is a permanent chip. It's like a soft contact lens which connects the body to the cloud. The chip, about the size of a grain of rice, provides feedback on changes in body chemistry and other biometrics, including emotions. Hydrogel, a DARPA invention, is smart dust nanotechnology having the ability to disassemble, reassemble, and connect with AI. In addition to monitoring your emotions, hydrogel will know if you've taken illegal drugs or if you're about to do something irrational. Contained within the hydrogel, the smart dust nanobots are magnetically activated by the 5G signal and propel the hydrogel containing the mRNA. This mechanism provides the propulsion necessary to penetrate the cell membrane and move through the cytoplasm liquid contained within the cell. The RNA will then pierce the nucleus and begin to naturally replicate itself in a twisted strand of double helix DNA, but a DNA that is coded artificially. An RNA creation and recreation of nucleotides producing a DNA artificial sequence. Although the sequence is artificial, the coding is permanent. The body's natural immune system will then spend all of its time fighting off the synthetic spike protein, which continues to replicate unabated. Essentially, your immune system spends what's left of its life in your life trying to protect itself from something you had injected. The end game for the Luciferian elite is to control the remaining serf class from a centralized quantum beast computer. Web searches, contacts, social media, thoughts, and emotions all uploaded into a collective hive mind. Segmented patterns will automatically predict future behavior. This will supplant speech, organic telepathic communication, a singular, collective, universal New World Order spiritually plugged into Lucifer's matrix. Shared knowledge without individual thoughts or opinions, uncritical conformity, creating a technological nightmare, a singularity of collective intelligence. This is what I believe it's going to be like during the 7-year tribulation. You can find that story, that uplifting Joel Osteen story, Every Day's a Friday, at morningstarstale.com. While you're there, buy the book. It's a way of supporting the show. And even if you don't like the show and you don't like me, buy the book for someone you don't like. Buy it for someone who's been vaxxed. That'll throw a real wrench into their life. Metallic smart dust nanobots turning the vaxxed into antennas at morningstarstale.com. Which brings us to Klaus Anal Schwab. None of this is about a vaccine. There is no vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And I'm almost getting to the point where I'm wondering if there's even a COVID-19. This is all about money. Klaus Anal Schwab, the Great Reset will lead to the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. Pretty much what I was just talking about. Globalist Klaus Anal Schwab made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said the fourth industrial revolution would lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which is in his book. He clarifies his implantable microchips that he wants implanted in you and me can read our thoughts. This dude is like Dr. Evil. No, smoke a bong. Take a break, dude. As highlighted, the Great Reset is attracting a deluge of fresh attention in the aftermath of this pandemic, which Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said was an opportunity for a reset. The agenda is primarily based around dismantling the current capitalist system we live in favor for a greater centralized technocrat rule, which will lead to a lower standard of living, less fuel consumption, fewer civil liberties, and the accelerated automation of jobs. Why do you think his buddy, Bill Gates, is the largest landowner in America? He controls all the farmland. He only wants you to eat meat once a month. You control the farmland, you control the food, you control the people. Hello? Another aspect of the Great Reset, or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, as Anil calls it, is merging man with machine. Quote, what the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. He went on to explain how his book, Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, is particularly popular in China, Korea, and Japan. And the South Korean military alone have purchased over 16,000 copies of his book. In the book, Anil Schwab explains the excitement of how the upcoming technocracy will allow authorities to intrude into the hitherto private space of your mind, reading your thoughts, influencing your behavior. Anil goes on to predict that this will provide an incentive for law enforcement to implement a minority-style pre-crime program. Quote, this is Anil, as capabilities in this arena improve, the temptations for law enforcement agencies and courts to use techniques to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, assess guilt, or even possibly retrieve memories directly from people's brains will increase. Even crossing a national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual's security risk. Schwab also waxes lyrical about the transhumanist utopian dream he has that's shared by all of these psychopaths. They're all, well, some are sociopaths. I would probably put Kill down more as a sociopath, no connection to emotion. One of the reasons he's getting divorced, it is real hard to be a focused eugenicist and snuggle. That is a proven fact. Eugenicists that are focused do not snuggle. And that's important in a relationship. That's what both of my ex-wives told me. Anil said, the Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies will not stop at becoming part of the physical world. They'll become part of us. Indeed. Some of us already feel that our smartphones have become an extension of ourselves. Today's external devices, from wearable computers to virtual reality headsets, will almost certainly become implantable in our bodies and our brains. He also openly endorses something the media still claims is solely a domain of discussion for conspiracy theorists, namely active, implantable microchips that break the skin barrier in our bodies. Schwab hails the arrival of the implantable devices that will likely help to communicate thoughts normally expressed verbally through a built-in smartphone. What did I talk about? Telepathy. And potentially unexpressed thoughts or moods by reading brainwaves and other signals. In other words, the fusion of the physical, digital, and biological. This is the transhumanist singularity. In a future where people have their every movement tracked and every thought read by an implantable microchip. It isn't a conspiracy theory when they're openly telling you about it. This is where it's all going. Forget the so-called vaccine. This is all about money and control, but ultimately control, because they already have all the money in the world. This was an extremely surreal weekend for me. On, I think, Saturday and Sunday. I went to Home Depot 2 days in a row. I go into the Home Depot near my house, and hardly anyone is wearing a mask. So I just saunter in without a mask, waiting for someone to say something, and about a minute into my journey into Home Depot for the first time in a year without a mask on, a woman walks up to me and says, "Is your water hard?"
You're that hard.
No, lady. Go away. No one said anything. Today I went to Home Depot again, and the front door had a sign. This is a different one in a different town. You had to wear a mask. So one Home Depot says nothing. No one's wearing a mask. And the other one, yeah, you got to wear a mask. But people in that store aren't wearing a mask either. Here in God's waiting room, otherwise known as Florida, it's chaos. And it's enjoyable because I would assume for the next 4 to 8 weeks, I'm one of them. I walk in the store, they look at me, I tap my arm twice to indicate where I got my shot, and then they ask me if I got my shot, and I'll say, "No, why?" "Well, you don't have a mask on." "Yes, I do." "No, you don't." "Yes, I do."
It's going to be fun. It really is.
Oh, my gosh. So I had to drive my mom to the doctor today. I found out a couple things. One, she hasn't had her second Pfizer shot yet. I thought she did. So as a last-ditch effort to enlighten her, picked her up, drove her home, walked in her house, took a magnet off the refrigerator, and I said, "I have a favor to ask." But I told her I wanted to put a magnet where the jab occurred, she freaked out. She thought somehow the magnet was going to mess up the vaccine. But I think what happened was she just got triggered. She's brainwashed. That's what happens when you watch 12, 16 hours of television a day. You believe the narrative. And it's so funny when I dropped her off at the doctor. The nurses, you have to call the nurse, and then she has to come out of the parking lot in a mask and escort you. So you go down to the Home Depot in the same town. Nobody's wearing a mask. But then you go to the hospital industrial complex, and everyone's wearing a mask because, oh, my God, we're all going to die. And it's not like they get $39,000 per COVID patient. Oh, they do? It's not like there's an incentive for them to continue the pandemic. Oh, there is? So you go to the hospital, and it's like you're in a different country. You know, they're coming out to your car to get you, to escort you in with a mask, as long as you're 6 feet away from them. Then you go into Home Depot and everybody's on top of everyone. It's going to be fun. It really is. I think for a period of time, stores are going to go nuts, and employees are probably just going to get to the point where they don't give a damn. I know that Target and I think Starbucks, other retailers, are starting to freak out because they don't really know how to handle it. If you got the shot, you don't have to wear the mask. If you didn't, you got to wear the mask. But how do you know if you didn't get the shot? Go back to the monologue. They're going to be antennas, baby. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Favorite sources for fake news is the Babylon Bee. You can count on the Babylon Bee to give you more fake news than most major media sources. I like this new article. Don't be a sexist. Here are 9 huge advantages of lady preachers. I don't think I've been a member of a church in years. I belonged to a home church when I was living in Austin, and I also belonged to a home church where I'm living now, but the guy who ran it, we kind of had a difference of opinion concerning certain theology, and so I just stopped going. He was a great guy, though, but he literally just died about a month ago. So I'm just sort of floating, like you, the remnant, alone but together, 1 hour per night. 9 to 10 Eastern, right here on the good old RBN. Okay, don't be a sexist. Here are 9 huge advantages of lady preachers. You probably have a male pastor if you even go to church and haven't even considered a female pastor. Well, that's because you're a sexist. There are tons of advantages to having a lady preacher. Here are 9 of them, according to the Babylon Bee. Again, advantages of having a lady preacher. Number 1, you only have to tithe 78 cents on the dollar. Whew, that's a huge cost savings for the congregation. 2, no sports illustrations. Girls don't watch sports, so they'll never compare David beating Goliath to some dumb football game. 3, you don't have to listen to them. You can just kind of nod and say, that's nice, dear. 4, when the sermon goes long, they always bring Capri Suns and orange slices for everyone, and everyone is a winner. Number 5, the sermons tend to be short because they just say, you know what you did, or give the congregation the silent treatment, I guess. Forget lengthy descriptions about your sin. You know what you did. Again, these are the advantages of having a lady preacher. It's not weird when they wear makeup. No more awkwardness when your pastor shows up in eyeliner. Number seven, technically the Bible bans them from speaking in church. If they're starting to call you out on your sin, you can just point to 1 Timothy 2 where, you know, you need to remind them that they're not even supposed to be talking right now. Number eight, they don't talk about their smoking hot wife every sermon. Praise the Lord. No more going on about their smoking hot wife. And number nine, yes, the advantage of having a female pastor, she is biologically capable of creating more church members. Is attendance down? Just have the lady preacher pump out a few more future church members. What are you waiting for? Go to LinkedIn. Find your congregation. A she pastor. What I liked about that is that it offended half the audience. It was sexist and hilarious. I believe that Target, Starbucks, most retailers are going to go nuts in the next couple months. It's a horrible situation. Think about this. Enforcing mask mandates in stores is hard enough as it is, but now that the federal mandate is, if you got the shot, you don't have to wear the mask, but if you didn't get the shot, you have to wear the mask. How do you know? No one's going to honor that system for the most part. I mean, you really can't expect your employees making 10, 12 bucks an hour to determine who did and didn't get the shot. I think eventually they'll just stop asking. You have this mix of the unclean and the clean for the next couple of months. And then they've got to do something. You know, the sheep are going to start clamoring and the Karens are going to start to scream, and eventually they'll have to come up with some kind of vaccine passport. Otherwise, how can you tell who's clean and who isn't? It should be interesting, though. For the next couple of months, you'll feel normal again. When I walked into Home Depot yesterday and I wasn't wearing the face mask, I felt as if I was cheating and yet liberated at the same time. I kept waiting for someone to come up to me and ask me to put on a mask or ask me if I've been vaccinated, but then I realized I'm just one guy. No one cares. I think most people realize that this thing is a complete scam. Oh, by the way, in Texas, you know, 24, 30 million people, second largest state in population next to California. Guess how many people died from the COVID today? Who said zero? Yeah, zero. So they're going to have to come up with something to scare the crap out of people again. I think a lot of people are waking up, but most are still asleep, and most will stay asleep. And I still contend that only a remnant will remain. Don't think it's going to get too much bigger. It might get a little larger, this remnant, but most people enjoy being sheep. They embrace the lie, the perfect storm.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
The perfect storm. You gotta change your evil ways, Kill. You gotta change your evil ways, Anal Schwab. You gotta change your evil ways, Fraudsy. Breaking news from Connecticut. The Hal Turner Radio Show reporting that Connecticut publishes Moderna COVID vax ingredients, including, according to this report, something called SM-102, which is a deadly poison, not for human or veterinary use. Well, I would hope not. The Connecticut Department of Public Health has published the ingredients list for the Moderna COVID vaccine. The data sheet confirms it contains chemical SM-102. The SM-102 material safety data sheet describes the chemical as not for human or veterinary use. And it was published, according to Hal Turner Radio Show, by the Connecticut Department of Public Health. And it does have that ingredient in there. According to the manufacturer, Cayman Chemical Company, in their filing with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, this chemical causes acute toxicity. Oh, well, that's good. All right, let's do one more on the vaccine, and then we'll definitely change gears a bit. One of the few doctors I'll listen to is Dr. Christiane Northrup. And she contends that this vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, this mRNA, whatever it is, could in fact be a bioweapon. Go ahead, Mike.
There are so many things that affect the menstrual cycle. But the reports that we are getting are not only swelling of the genitals, erectile dysfunction in males, scrotum swelling, problems of this nature, breast irregularities, all of that. This is from the Yellow Card voluntary program in England. But we don't have any database right at this very moment, a formal database for these abnormalities that are occurring when you're simply around someone who's had this shot. So my feeling on this is that there's some kind of a bioweapon some kind of a bioweapon that that the body is now secreting, transmitting, as it were, as you said, Sherry, from somebody who's had the shot. Because what here's what we know. This is not a normal immunization. It is, in fact, something that causes the body to make a synthetic protein against a SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. It is a synthetic protein that's never been seen, and the body begins to produce this as a factory. It doesn't shut off. I mean, I've been, had people say, well, you know, maybe in 2 weeks that will stop. There is no way this is going to stop, because it's made your body into a factory for an synthetic protein that's never been seen before, that theoretically can be in your saliva, urine, feces, sweat, seminal fluid, blood, flatus, maybe. And so when you're around a person, then I think this is coming out of their bodies and possibly adversely affecting the most delicate hormonal system. I mean, to get pregnant and stay pregnant is an enormously complex problem of system. And we know that that spike protein antibody cross-reacts with what's called syncytin 1 and 2. And those are proteins absolutely essential for the placenta, for fertilization, for maintaining a pregnancy. We now have women who are miscarrying. They are unable to get pregnant. They're having heavy bleeding. We don't know why. But my feeling about this is that something is being produced by the body of a vaccinated person that is possibly adversely affecting others. And it is of great concern to me.
Yeah, they want everyone.
Oh, there you go. That is another indictment for what has been an endless trail of videos. How in the world could anybody ever want or decide to take this? I guess you just stop thinking. You've got to be completely brainwashed. Here's something incredibly disturbing. What bothers me more than anything is not so much that Kill is a eugenicist. It's that he's a horn dog. I mean, I can forgive him for wanting to kill everyone on the planet, which isn't a planet, for killing everyone on the plane. Not on the plane, but on the plane. I can forgive him for that, but the image of him having sex with another woman is, I can't get that out of my hard drive. Well, the image of him having sex. Yeah, it's just, he had a lengthy affair with a Microsoft employee who wanted his wife to know. I mean, what's going on with this guy? You look at him and you think, well, I'm surprised, you know, he has kids. Looks like the kind of guy that could still be a virgin. The 64-year-old version. What is it? 67? Oh, okay. Whatever. Who cares? Bill Gates allegedly had an affair with a Microsoft employee, and the tryst was being probed. Oh, yeah. Nice choice of words. By the company's board last year when Gates stepped down. The company's board became aware of the tryst. Apparently, Gates had a sexual relationship over the years with someone at Microsoft. The woman demanded changes to her job, and also Gates' now estranged wife, Melinda, to read her letter. Oh, boy. Hey, Billy. Sounds like you got Glenn Close there. Did she put a rabbit in a pot of... She wrote a letter to your wife? Oh, man. Was it worth it? Come on, Kill. And just that picture of him. I'm looking at this picture of him. She's looking at him. Profile, smiling at him, and he's got that look like, man, I really want to kill someone. I just want to stick needles in people's arms. Jab them. Why is this woman looking at me? Oh, yeah, I'm married. I got kids. It sucks. Whatever. Governor Cuomo got $5.1 million for the COVID. He's writing a COVID book. I wonder if there'll be a chapter on nursing homes. His controversial directive for nursing homes to accept the COVID-19 patients has been tied to as many as 1,000 plus deaths. But that didn't stop good old Cuomo. He sold the rights to his best-selling pandemic memoir for $5.12 million, according to tax returns. Damn, is that how you sell books? Here I am writing a book about the shape of the earth. This guy puts people in nursing homes. They die, allegedly. And he gets a five. Well, I don't understand how life works anymore. And not only that, but Cuomo is in a new movie. Have you heard about this? Democrat governors Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom from California, and Ralph Northam of Virginia apparently are freaking out because it looks like they're losing their grip on power, and they've got a movie coming out about it. It's called One Last Lockdown. Go ahead, Mike.
Three governors once revered by the public.
Hey, we're governors. Show us some goddamn respect.
My book deal just got revoked. Everything's opening up. They're not even asking for permission anymore. They used to call me daddy.
Without this virus, we're nothing.
Where am I supposed to put these old people? Madison Square Garden?
Until one idea changed everything.
Hey, you guys ever think about getting the gang back together for one last lockdown?
That's crazy talk. It's over.
Yeah, unlimited snatch is a thing of the past.
Is it crazy? Canada's doing it.
But everyone's getting vaccinated. It's over.
Now, we can do this.
You've gone loco, Newsom. It is over. You've been smoking too much of that legal weed.
Their critics said it couldn't be done.
It'll be like old times. You get on TV, scare them a bit, present ourselves as the saviors.
I like fear-mongering as much as the next governor, but it's over.
They haven't even taken off their masks. The water's still warm.
You don't think I love the daily press conferences? I love giving the daily press conferences, but it's over.
You know, Cuomo, I'm starting to wonder if you even want to be a god.
Screw you, Newsom! You're out of order!
But it ain't over till the fat lady's on a ventilator.
Hey, Newsom, we're in.
Don't make me regret this.
One last lockdown.
Newsom, what about the science?
We'll tell them what the science is.
But what about the protest?
We'll tell them when to protest.
I found a scientist that'll give us the numbers we want.
So Fauci says we're at the bottom of sixth inning. We need to convince them that it's game one of the series.
You know, my researchers tell me this new strain stuff really resonates. My DMs are lighting up again.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, she's flowing.
Who runs this country?
We do.
Who runs this country?
We do.
I feel so alive.
This is what being a governor's about.
Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, and Ralph Northam. One last lockdown.
Stay at home is trending again.
Coming
this summer. All righty then. There you go. One last lockdown. What are all these psychopaths going to do for work? Zero deaths in Texas. You know, Fauci got $1 million from Israel. Some kind of award. Imagine that. Giving a government employee $1 million. Wait a second. Isn't Israel the most vaccinated or one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, as if you had a choice? Oh, wait a second. That's the one that's having that little skirmish with Hezbollah. Have you noticed that in spite of the fact that Hezbollah is firing hundreds of rockets, none of them ever seem to land because the Iron Dome shoots them all down? Here's one to chew on. What if they're not rockets? Yeah, what if they're fireworks? They look, I've watched multiple videos of this, and it almost seems, again, the word surreal. I'm beginning to wonder, here's my question. Do their rockets really suck that bad? Can't they get one decent rocket? They fire off hundreds and none of them do anything. Are they even rockets? That's my question. It certainly seemed convenient because Netanyahu wasn't doing too good. And now his popularity is soaring. Just a thought. You see, you have to leave it to the government. Don't think. Don't be critical. For example, Tony Blair, Boris Johnson, they know what it's all about. Go ahead, Mike.
You can create a digital ID today. It's a natural evolution of the way that we're going to use technology in any event to transact daily life. And this COVID crisis gives an additional reason for doing that.
Smart cities will pullulate with sensors, all joined together by the Internet of Things. And the urban environment is as antiseptic as a Zurich pharmacy. But this technology could also be used to keep every citizen under round-the-clock surveillance. A future Alexa will pretend to take orders, but this Alexa will be watching you, clucking her tongue and stamping her foot. In future, voice connectivity will be in every room. Your fridge will beep for more cheese. Your front door will sweep wide the moment you approach like some silent butler. Your smart meter will go hustling of its own accord for the cheapest electricity, and every one of them minutely transcribing your every habit in tiny electronic shorthand stored, not in their chips or in their innards, nowhere you can find it, but in some great cloud of data that lowers ever more oppressively over the human race. AI, what will it mean? Helpful robots washing and caring for an aging population, or pink-eyed Terminator sent back from the future to cull the human race?
When Elias Brotberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID, and he doesn't need money. In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand.
You like to touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, weird. Yeah, it's like a grain of rice.
Yeah, a grain of rice.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Yeah, it's all in the chip, so I use it like to get around the building.
Buy snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's buy some snacks.
Exactly.
So I can't open it.
No.
Okay.
So what I need to do is I need to first blip my chip, and it will log me in, mm-hmm. and from there I get access to the fridge.
Popular TV shows like Black Mirror have imagined chips as part of a dystopian future.
Install ingrain procedure with local anesthetic, and you're good to go.
In Sweden, the microchips are already here.
The microchip implants use the same technology that's in contactless credit cards,
which have made cash pretty much obsolete in Sweden.
No cash.
At this tech fair, a chipping event for those on the cutting edge, merging their hands with this new technology.
I thought it would be fun, right?
The process is simple and swift. A pinch of the skin, and in a matter of seconds, the chip is inserted. The transformation is complete. As for the pain,
I barely felt it.
But even in this nation of early adopters, not everyone is racing to get chipped.
Feel less human. I will feel like a robot.
I mean, it's so much more data can go into this, you know, when it's in your body.
There's no central registry tracking how many people are chipped, but biohacker Hannes Wellblood estimates between 5 and 10,000.
In the future, do you think everyone is going to be chipped?
I think it'll be voluntary, but I am certainly convinced that millions of people will find it very, very valuable to have a smart device under their skin.
Human microchipping may be our future, but in Sweden, it's already reality.
Comedian Chelsea Handler goes deaf in one ear after Moderna vaccine. I guess it must be working. Comedian Chelsea Handler reported suffering hearing loss on one side after receiving her second dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. In a video she posted on Instagram, she explained she'd been feeling sick since taking the vaccine and asked if others experienced the same adverse reactions. Quote, okay, so I got my second shot of Moderna today. I feel really sick. It's only been 4 hours and I'm deaf in one ear. That just means it's working. Sounds like it's working really well. If you go completely deaf, that means herd immunity. The perfect storm.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Perfect Storm. One of my favorite progressive groups from the 70s and 80s, Genesis. I never thought of that. I like progressive rock and roll. Rush and Yes. And now progressive has such a bad connotation. It means you're a liberal. When it comes to rock, though, prog is good. Yeah, it's a cult. I have come to that conclusion. Nothing but a cult, a vaccine cult. And they don't want to admit they could possibly be wrong. Watching my mom's reaction when I asked her if I could put the magnet where the jab spot was, I think it was more than just you're going to mess up with the vaccine. It was, no, I can't. I've gone too far. You reach a point where you don't even want to consider the other possibilities. And since she's already gotten the first shot and has plans to get the second, there's nothing you can do but pray for them. Other than that, it's over. And I know that you are probably going through the same thing. Loved ones and friends, and you're shocked. My stepmom, I had mentioned this briefly. I think it was 2-3 months ago. She said emphatically she wasn't getting the shot. And then we had a conversation about a month ago, and in passing, she just mentioned, yeah, I got the shot. That's what flabbergasts me. I mean, that's really, I'm taken aback when I see that. When someone you think is not going to, and then they do, and it's just a flippant, yeah, whatever. You know, it'll make it more convenient. I can visit the grandkids, or I can hang out with my friends. I think most of it has to do with peer pressure. If you are more of a social person, which I'm not, I'm an isolator. If you're more social and you have lots of friends, then I think you're more apt to get the jab, as opposed to someone like me who talks to a dog all day and then talks with you for an hour, and that's my life. Not healthy, but I'm happy for the most part. It is a cult. It is scientism, the idea that these men are little gods, that Fraudsey, Klaus Anal Schwab, Kill Gates, this is your unholy trinity, if you believe in scientism. In many ways, I think a lot of people that got the shot just don't want to have anything to do with God. They bow at the altar of conformity, and they love living in this material world. And they're scared to death of dying. So they'll do anything to keep going. This is the world we live in. It's one reason why Israel has such a high rate of vaccine compliance. They like it. They like the world. They like control. The perfect storm.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.